This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on strategy, resilience, and beware the transactional. You know how it is. Every time you turn around, you get advice, whether you want it or not. Even running away from all this free advice, every once in a while you stumble onto something worth heeding, though admittedly you savor the advice closest to what you already believed. Reading a somewhat repelling but fascinating profile in The New Yorker about the billionaire former Netscape techie and now venture capitalist Mark Anderson, he quoted invaluable advice from Michael Ovitz, of all people, the big-time Hollywood talent agent that seemed spot-on. Take the long view of your platform, read organization, rather than a transactional one. Call everyone a partner or colleague and comrade. Offer services that others don't, and help people who aren't your clients. Disrupt to differentiate by becoming a dream execution machine. What is building power for low and moderate income people other than a visionary and a dream execution machine, I might add? And then there were a handful of mismatched people offering advice on strategy in the Wall Street Journal, which I first ignored but then found on my desk for required rereading by some intrusively helpful soul. The head of Epic Records and producer for Rihanna says, strategy is first and foremost about the end game. Well, true that. The popular historian Doris Kearns Goodwin says, with strategy, the key thing is the ability to diagnose the opportunity of the time. Her point there also seems amazingly astute. Interestingly, at least to me, so much of the megadome's advice seem about strategy to focus on resilience. A board game developer argued, life becomes vivid because unforeseeable events, good or bad, upset our plans and we must adjust our strategies to new situations. Goodwin argued that the success of both Presidents Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln argues that it's not only the opportunity that provides something for the man, it's whether the man is able to adapt and diagnose what needs to be done. And then that becomes the strategy. Even super restaurateur Danny Meyer makes the case that we teach the motto of constant, gentle pressure to master a world in which the unexpected and sometimes very challenging variables tossed your way. It's a technique for not getting knocked off your surfboard by the waves that are inevitably going to sneak up behind you. You know the saying, it's all free advice, and that's about what it's worth, perhaps. But what the heck, sometimes it helps reinforce your path down the road and lets you and others realize their dreams. Then it's worth its weight in gold, no matter where it came from. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.